Hey, Papa Kalen, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with Santa and Halloween. Santa Claus had finished his gift tour for several months. He rested on the fine sandy beaches in the company of Mrs. Claus and some elves. Together, they had relaxed, had a few mojitos, and spent wonderful moonlit evenings. But the time to return to the North Pole was approaching. It was necessary to get in, otherwise impossible to ensure the manufacturing of all the toys. In addition, in the month of July, all the tourists were going to arrive. The beaches would be filled. He was running the risk of being recognized, even if we are less used to seeing Santa Claus in a swimsuit. They enjoyed a few more days of the sun, then packed their bags. Santa Claus had attached to the sleigh a special trailer wagon to be able to transport everyone and all the luggage. Arrived at the North Pole, they quickly resumed their habits and their work. This year, a new revolutionary toy was planned. It absolutely had to be made in thousands of copies. On her side, Halloween was also preparing. It must be said that she arrived before Santa Claus in the calendar, but she had no toys to make, just monsters to wake up. On the other hand, she had to ensure that there was no shortage of sweets and other treats, and it was indeed a problem, because eating too much sugar caused cavities. The candy makers had looked for a way to do without sugar, but hadn't found it yet. In addition, eating sugar gives you a rush of excitement, and then afterwards, zoop, we are tired. So Halloween was looking for a solution to this thorny problem. She still couldn't do like Santa Claus and give chocolates. In addition, they are full of sugar too. And then it must be said that Halloween was a bit jealous of Santa Claus. Every year we only talked about him, his sleigh, his reindeers, and patati et patata. She was fed up. Halloween had to find a way for her party to become bigger than that of Santa Claus, fed up with this old grandpa. Papa Kalen, hey, be nice to Santa Claus. But it's not me. It's Halloween who says so. Yeah, yeah. Aren't you a little jealous too? But not at all. So Halloween was looking for solutions to her problems, and Santa Claus was making a new revolutionary toy. A few days passed. The end of summer was approaching, with the start of school. Halloween had tried to have the candies replaced by small toys, but again, Santa Claus was already doing it. What could she possibly have done to pass in front of Santa Claus? She had given much thought to sabotaging her sleigh. But although fear and threat were among her favorite tools, she was not mean and would not harm anyone. No, she had to go ahead fairly, without cheating and respecting the rules. Otherwise, it would be a very bitter victory. Santa Claus didn't suspect anything. He supervised the making of toys, supported the elves when they needed it, provided advice when necessary, took the time to listen and respond if needed. In short, he was running the well-oiled machinery of the largest toy factory in the world. Besides, just this morning, they had celebrated the manufacture of the famous millionth revolutionary toy. Halloween, her, had celebrated the release of a new prototype candy. It was nothing natural. It was blue, but became yellow-orange in the light of a candle the night of her party. It was sticky, itchy, and emitted a strange smell, but pleasant. The adults hated him. The children loved him. He was therefore perfectly successful. Obviously, it was stuffed with sugar. Too bad for the children's teeth and so much the better for the dentists. Moreover, she should perhaps consider forming a partnership with them. Other days passed. There was only 1 week left for the Halloween party to take place. She was happy because people were talking more and more about her. They showed images of her favorite monsters on TV. The adults shared horrible videos where we saw dripping monsters swallowing adults. The children had prepared their costumes, studied the layout of the houses, of the apartments to which they would go to sound to demand sweets or a spell. They were ready. Some adults, the most cautious, had been stocked with candy. For the others, it would be too bad for them. They should undergo a spell and maybe turn into a pumpkin or a toothless witch. The Halloween party took place. The harvest was good. We just had to deplore some adults transformed into werewolves and others into zombies, but everything returned to normal by the morning. Finally, except for dentists who experienced a record attendance due to excess sugar. Although her party would have been huge, Halloween knew that this year again, it would be behind Santa's. But since she was not a bad loser, but a bit resentful, she sent a gift to Santa. It was a bag of those new slimy and blue candies. After all, maybe Santa would eat too much and be forced to go to the dentist. And there you have it, the story of Santa Claus and Halloween. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Kalen.